Hello, this is Dick Hayden for the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of October 4, 2024 by Ginger Rush, editor. Remember, we are not bowling this week since we took off for the NC Council of the Blind State Convention. Still, some updates to share, so here goes. First of all, our thoughts and prayers are with families and friends in the western part of the state, which was so devastated by the flooding last week. There are many stories coming out of rescues, heroes, and ruins. We continue to pray for all involved. If you wish to help, here's a list of reputable organizations doing disaster relief in the area. Donations are still being accepted online at the links below. Donate to the American Red Cross. Checks can be mailed to American Red Cross, 100 North Pear Tree Lane, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27610. North Carolina Disaster Relief Fund, 20312, Mail Service Center, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27699. Donate to the North Carolina Disaster Relief Fund. Donate at nc.gov/donate. Donations for the fund will go to nonprofits working to meet the immediate needs of people needing food and water, cleaning supplies, and other emergency supplies. Triangle Community Foundation. TCF is matching donations up to $25,000 to the Community Fund of Western North Carolina and the North Carolina Community Foundation. The United Way. The United Way has created a fund to specially help those affected by Helene. You may designate your donation to a local United Way or where it is needed most, at the discretion of United Way of North Carolina. The Association for Home and Hospice Care of North Carolina. This group has opened a Hurricane Helene Relief Fund to distribute directly to hospice and home care employees devastated by this storm. To donate, click on the link in this paragraph in your email copy of this newsletter. Volunteer to help clean up Western North Carolina. Many nonprofits are collecting donations and mobilizing teams to help. The Salvation Army is accepting donations and mobilizing disaster response teams. To find out more about this organization and to donate, please use the links in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. Baptists on a Mission. Volunteers are putting together teams to serve those affected in North Carolina as conditions allow. The group is accepting donations and looking for volunteers. To find out about this organization and to donate, please use the link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. Samaritan's Purse, headquartered in Boone, North Carolina. They are currently scheduling volunteers to help homeowners with the destruction in the city. To find out how you can help, please use this link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. And find a recovery group to help at the North Carolina Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster list, or find a group to volunteer with. There is also a national directory with organizations that are helping. Please use the several internet links for each of them in your copy of this newsletter. Many businesses and churches are accepting donations of items to take out west. Among the items that are most needed are things like bottled water, sports drinks, medicines like aspirin, Tylenol, Benadryl, first aid kits, hand sanitizer, shower and bath supplies, blankets, towels, socks, feminine products, and adult incontinence items. bug repellent spray or wipes, trash bags, paper towels, wipes, toilet paper, paper plates and plastic utensils, rubber gloves, work gloves, rubber boots, diapers, baby formula, baby food, bottles and sippy cups, non-perishable food like granola or energy bars, and canned goods, manual can openers, pet food, gasoline cans and gasoline, as well as charcoal, batteries, flashlights, tarps, plastic storage bins. And I'm sure there are more. Remember that Zelda will be taking calls from substitutes who are available beginning at noon on Sunday each week. She needs to know which regulars are out no later than Wednesday so she can call subs on Wednesday evening to let them know that they have a spot. Zelda's contact information is Zelda2152@gmail.com or call her at 443-629-0018. Fishing tournament canceled. Due to the devastating impact of Hurricane Helene in North Carolina, the 2024 North Carolina Lions Visually Impaired Fishing Tournament has been canceled. The Board of Directors made this difficult decision at its meeting on September 30, with an overwhelming sentiment that funds typically used for the tournament would be better directed to disaster relief efforts. Executive Director Gwen White shared that many participants and volunteers who normally attend the three-day event in October have been affected by the hurricane. Our thoughts are with everyone impacted, and we are committed to supporting our community during this challenging time. Stay safe, and thank you for your understanding and support. Our Secretary, Miriam Dixon, has asked that team captains be more careful when filling out the sheets in the envelopes each week, noting when there is a substitute, what each person is paying for, and making sure that all names are listed with the correct amounts. Raffle tickets. The Raleigh Outlaws will have a cash raffle fundraiser beginning on Friday, October 11. The winning ticket will be drawn our first night of bowling after Christmas, January 3rd. Prizes are $50, $100, and $150. And tickets will be sold for $2 each or three tickets for $5. We encourage everyone to participate. And there will be a mystery prize for the person who sells the most tickets. Here are some dates to remember. The annual Gutterthon and Bake Sale. We will have our fall bake sale and Gutterthon night on Friday, November 3. Be thinking about what you will make. And if you don't bake, feel free to find a friend who does and get a donation. The ABBA Mail Graphic will be bowled on January 3rd, which is our first night back after the holiday break. The $6 entry fee will be due by November 3rd so that we can get the list sent in. The Outlaws would like to extend our condolences to Jerry Graham, whose mother recently passed away in Greenville. Her obituary reads as follows. Carol, C-A-R-Y-L. Archibald Graham, born in the depths of the Great Depression and suffering the loss of her mother when only three, might have led to a personality of grim pragmatism and weak sense of humor. Instead, the little girl, Carol Archibald, raised by a hard-working father with little time to spare for her, became an adolescent who could be as fun-loving as a carefree millionaire's daughter, yet cherished thriftiness, practicality, and a desire to excel at any given task. Her father's frugality during her childhood enabled her to attend the University of Redlands, where she met her future husband, Bob. She met him when he had nearly given up on ever finding a girl who could appreciate his sense of humor and was surprised out of his socks when she not only laughed when he made a pun, but, with no hesitation, came back at him with one of her own. At the end of a laugh-filled pun battle, he was hooked forever. The following 68 years of marriage between Archie and Bob, as they were known, not only had humor, but loads of love, a son, Larry, a daughter, Jerry Lynn, a master's degree in audiology, and many friends who came to rely on her to help them with problems on their computers. A strong urge to craft with her hands led her into sewing, weaving, quilt making, and carpentry. Her greatest craft, however, was the creation of a family of happy, productive people who came to regard her as their rock, their foundation, their always loving wife and mother. Folks, don't forget to pay your sanction fees and locker rent. Sanction fees are $29, and they will be due next week, October 11. Locker rent is still $35. Weekly dues are now $17. Please be considerate of your captains and get the correct change before you arrive at the lane. And save the date, White Cane Day 2024. It is now a two-day event, the NFB of NC and NCCB combined. Saturday, October 12, NFB sponsoring, 10 a.m. to noon, educational seminar. Registration $30, includes a box lunch. Practical information on being accessible to the blind and low vision community. Noon until 1:30 p.m., Community Resources Fair. It's free. Interactive demonstrations of Braille, technology, cooking, accessible recreation, and leisure activities. You can register at https://whitecaneevent.eventbrite.com. If you need assistance registering or have any questions, please call Betsy at 919-271-3001. Vendors are welcome, but their space is limited. There is a $25 donation fee. We are looking for vendors to provide goods, services, and technology to the blind and low vision communities. Click on the internet link in this section of your email copy of this newsletter for more information. And if you have any questions, please contact Katrina at 919-244-1695. Tuesday, October 15, 9 a.m., there is a march from the Art Space at 201 East Davie Street in downtown Raleigh over to the Legislative Building for the Governor's Proclamation. And this from the NCCB. The Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee of the North Carolina Council of the Blind invites you to a celebration of the 60th White Cane Day in Raleigh. The white cane is a tool and a symbol. It represents mobility and independence for people who are blind or low vision. It is a tool to make us more visible in the right of way, and the event will be designed to make us more visible in the halls of state government. We expect Governor Cooper to present a proclamation in the morning. And then we will hold an advocacy meeting in the state legislature in the afternoon. During this day of action, we will meet with public officials and the media to talk about the importance of accessibility for all in public spaces. Members of NCCB will travel to the state capitol from their homes across the state to participate. The NCCB Advocacy and Legislative Affairs Committee has been recently reconstructed, and this is the first action in our campaign to put people who are blind or low vision in direct contact with state officials and elected leaders. Active participation in the political process is essential in securing resources and laws that benefit people with disabilities. Showing up for this event is a way of making a clear statement that blind and low vision issues are important. Plans are still in the works. Expect regular updates. If you have ideas, questions, or resources to offer, please contact William Smith at gwmsmith3808@gmail.com or call 301-646-9109. Also, NFB White Cane Day t-shirts are available for purchase. Short sleeves are $20, long sleeves are $25. Click on the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter to place your order. For those of you planning to apply for the Challenged Athletes Foundation grant, Leticia says they are working on a new platform, so the application is not yet available. We expect it to come early this month, and it will last until early December for the deadline for submission. More details when we receive them. Note, I have not verified the following information from Speech Central, but it sounds interesting to those of you who rely on screen reading and speech software. Free iPhone and Android apps for blind and visually impaired users, Speech Central's bold move. When it comes to accessible technologies, blind and visually impaired people often face challenges accessing reading materials. The need for specialized tools and services is critical, yet these solutions can sometimes come at a high cost. That's why the app Speech Central stands out in the world of free iPhone apps for blind people and accessible Android apps for visually impaired users. Free in-app purchases for VoiceOver and TalkBack users. What makes Speech Central unique is its innovative approach to accessibility. As of 2021, all of the app's paid features are available completely free to users of VoiceOver on iOS devices like iPhone and iPad, and TalkBack on Android devices. Speech Central's development team has taken bold steps to ensure that blind people get full access to the app's advanced reading features at no extra cost. This initiative was born from a series of updates that allowed the app to behave differently when screen readers like VoiceOver or TalkBack are activated. Over time, the realization came that this adjustment should not be limited to the layout or interface, but could also apply to in-app purchases. The initial thought was to offer discounts, but the decision was made to take a bigger step, make the paid features completely free for screen reader users. Why this matters to blind and visually impaired users. The reasoning behind this decision is straightforward but profound. Blind people are a special category of users because their access to reading is fully reliant on accessible technologies. While individuals with other disabilities may face significant challenges when reading, these challenges are rarely as absolute as for the blind. In making its premium features free, Speech Central aims to bridge this critical gap. Automated accessibility without red tape. Speech Central's system for unlocking free in-app purchases is automated, based on whether VoiceOver or TalkBack is enabled on your device. This ensures that the process is seamless for the user without requiring certifications or manual verification. However, this automation has two important implications. First, if you don't use VoiceOver or TalkBack, even if you qualify as a blind person, e.g., a legally blind individual, you won't be able to access the free features. It is crucial to have these accessibility tools enabled on your device for the benefits to activate automatically. Second, this policy applies only to in-app purchases. Features that require upfront payment, such as apps on Windows or Mac, cannot execute code prior to purchase. So this offer does not extend to those platforms. why other developers have not followed. Despite the clear benefits of this approach, Speech Central remains one of the few, if not the only, app that offers such free access to paid features for blind and visually impaired users. The app's developer has tried to encourage other app creators to adopt similar policies, but no other developers have followed suit thus far. Download Speech Central on iOS and Android. If you are a blind or visually impaired user who relies on VoiceOver or TalkBack, Speech Central offers a powerful, accessible way to enjoy reading with full access to all of its features, completely free of charge. By downloading Speech Central, you are not only gaining access to one of the most robust free reading apps for blind people, but you are also supporting a forward-thinking approach to accessibility that other developers will hopefully follow in the future. The link to access the above items from Speech Central is below in your email copy of this newsletter. Next up, those of you who love candy and nuts may remember in years past when the Lioness Club sold the Terry Lynn nuts as a fundraiser. Now we can order them and support the ABBA in the process. Click on the internet link in this section of your email copy of this newsletter to order your selection, and it will ship directly to you. And for those who love all things pumpkin spice, they currently have a limited supply of pumpkin spice pecans available. You know the quality of these nuts and candies, so if you want to support the ABBA, here is a tasty way to do so. Now we have a big section on information regarding the upcoming general election, the 2024 general election dates and deadlines, and processes for you. Right now, request an absentee ballot. For information on how to vote by mail, click on the internet link in your email copy of this newsletter. On September 6, county boards of elections began mailing absentee ballots to eligible voters who had submitted a ballot request form. October 11, voter registration deadline is 5 p.m. in person by U.S. mail or online. For information on how to register to vote, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. October 17, in-person early voting begins. Same-day registration is available. For info on same-day registration, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. October 29, absentee ballot request deadline, 5 p.m. November 2nd, in-person early voting ends at 3 p.m. November 5, general election day. Also on November 5, absentee ballot return deadline, 7:30 p.m. Now here are early voting site information about the days, dates, and times. Not the locations, just the days, dates, and times. Thursday, October 17 and Friday, October 18, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 19, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, October 20, noon until 3 p.m. Monday, October 21 through Friday, October 25, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Saturday, October 22, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, October 27, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Monday, October 28 through Friday, November 1, 8 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And the final one is Saturday, November 2nd, 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. And please note, a photo ID will be required to vote. Any registered voter in the county may go to any early voting site to vote. If you miss the voter registration deadline on October 11 and you have lived in your county for 30 days or more, you may register and vote the same day. Information now about online accessible voting in North Carolina this year. North Carolina visually impaired voters have a number of ways to vote, but most of these methods rely on the voter getting help from a family member, a trusted neighbor, or even election workers. These approaches do not allow for the voter to be able to vote privately and independently. This is of fundamental importance to most voters. Previously, the exception to this is the in-person use of a special ballot marking device. Several examples are the Hart Verity Touch Writer used in Chatham County, ENS Express Vote used in Durham County, and ENS Automark used in Orange County. There are a number of issues with these machines, chief among them the need to get to the polling place to be able to vote in person. As of the 2020 election, North Carolina visually impaired voters have the ability to request and vote an absentee ballot online independently and privately without the need to get to the polls in person. This article aims to assist in the publicizing of the online accessible absentee ballot option and gives guidance on learning how to take advantage of this capability. A very good overview of the process for voting using the accessible ballot is available by clicking on the internet link in this paragraph in your email copy of this newsletter. The How It Works section will walk you through the process of requesting, accessing, marking, and returning the accessible absentee ballot. Note that the web pages and forms are all compatible with screen readers and allow for entering signatures digitally. Note also that, as for anyone voting absentee, you must have two witnesses that sign or type, attesting that they have witnessed you marking your ballot and verify your identity. They are not to observe how you vote. You can practice locating, marking, and returning a demo ballot at any time through the NC Absentee Demo Ballot Portal by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of the newsletter. Much more information about the voting options for voters with disabilities, including help for those in care facilities, curbside voting, requesting ballots in alternative formats like large print, etc., can be found by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of this newsletter. If you are blind or visually impaired and need assistance with any aspect of voting, please first contact your county board of elections. If you're not familiar with your county's Board of Election, you may find it by clicking on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of this newsletter. You may also contact the North Carolina State Board of Elections, ADA Coordinator Allison Blackman at adacoordinator@ncsbe.gov or by telephone at 919-814-0705 or by mail at 6400 Mail Service Center, Raleigh, NC, 27699-6400. Now, follows are a series of ways for the visually impaired to vote here in North Carolina. To access them, please click on the internet link for each item as it appears in your email copy of this newsletter. Help for voters with disabilities. Accessible absentee voting. Absentee ballot portal, curbside voting, and help for people in care facilities, MAT. Note, as a result of a recent court order, an absentee voter who needs assistance voting due to a disability generally may receive assistance from any person they choose. Now, there are some recommendations for visually impaired voters, and they're spelled out in four different case studies, depending on what your situation is and what you want. We'll go through each one individually. Case number one, you do not care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot, and you can get to the polls, and you do have an acceptable voter ID. Well, you have three options. Go to the poll and get a spouse or a friend to help you mark your ballot. Go to the poll and get a poll worker to help you mark the ballot, or go to the poll and do curbside voting. Case number two, this offers you four types of situations. You live in a care facility. Next, you do not care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. Next, you cannot get to the polls or you have mobility issues. But you do have an acceptable voter ID. You have one option, and that is to work with a MAT. That's the Multi-Partisan Assistance Team, referred to above. In case number three, you happen to care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot, and you can get to the polls to vote, and you do have an acceptable voter ID. Well, your option is singular. Go to the poll and use the ballot marking machine there. But note, you may need some training on using the machine from election staff. Some of them are not all that well versed in operating it, but you still need it. And finally, case number four. In this one, you do care about absolute privacy in marking your ballot. You cannot get to the polls or you have mobility issues. But you want to mark and send in your ballot as soon as possible. Well, here's your option. Use the accessible online absentee ballot portal to request, mark, and submit your ballot online by clicking on the internet link in this section of your email copy of this newsletter and use option one to request to vote using the online accessible absentee ballot. And then, once approved by email, use option three to access, mark, and submit the accessible ballot. There are four notes that go with this. Number one, you will need a computer or a touchscreen device such as an iPad. You will need some training on the process. You will need two witnesses to complete the process. And you can waive the voter ID requirement, which is part of the process. So that's it. But one thing for sure, don't forget to register and vote for the November 5 general election. We have some items to list under Save the Dates, the first one being Celebrate with Arts Access. Join us as we culminate this milestone year with our Ruby celebration, marking our 40th anniversary. Enjoy a fun evening of entertainment, fabulous food, live and silent auctions, awards and recognitions, and even more. When? Friday, November 15th, from 7 to 10 p.m. Where? Marble's Kids Museum, 201 East Harget Street, Raleigh, NC, 27601. General admission tickets are on sale now and are available on artsaccessinc.org. Next, the Governor Moorhead Foundation Season of Giving. This event will be held on Thursday, November 7th at 6:30 p.m. in the Governor Moorhead School Dining Hall, 301 Ash Avenue in Raleigh. Single tickets are available for $35 per person. Included in the evening's activities will be a banquet, student performances, a silent auction, and more. To purchase tickets, click on the internet link in this paragraph of your email copy of the newsletter. For more information about the Governor Moorhead Foundation and this event, please visit https://governormoorheadfoundation.org. Please note, this is the correct date, the confirmed correct date. The foundation's website has not been updated as yet. And the third and last one right at the moment is Christmas Without Lights, the holiday celebration. It is scheduled for December 7. More info to come. Time for some recipes that they tell me will bowl you over. Crispy Halloween, whoop, I almost said Halloween. I meant to say crispy hash brown and sausage bites. I like Halloween, but I like hash brown and sausage bites too. Here are your ingredients. 8 ounces softened cream cheese, 4 cups of frozen shredded hash browns, thawed, 1 pound of ground breakfast sausage, cooked and drained, 1.5 cups of Bisquick, 1.5 cups of shredded cheddar cheese. The instructions, preheat your oven to 400 degrees Fahrenheit, that's 200 centigrade, and line a baking sheet with parchment paper. Prepare the mixture. In a large mixing bowl, combine the cooked breakfast sausage, softened cream cheese, shredded cheddar cheese, thawed hash browns, and Bisquick. Stir until all the ingredients are well combined. Form the bites. Using a scoop or your hands, shape the mixture into 1.5-inch balls and place them evenly spaced on the prepared baking sheet. Bake. Place the baking sheet in the oven and bake for 20 to 25 minutes or until the bites are golden brown and thoroughly cooked through. Then serve them. However, better let them cool a little bit before serving. Now, this doesn't quite go along with the hash browns and biscuit sausage bites if you're planning them for breakfast, but maybe it does. It might for me. It's called gooey brownie pie. Doesn't that sound great? You're going to need 6 tablespoons of butter, 3 cups of semi-sweet chocolate chips divided, 3 eggs, 1 cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract, 1/2 cup of flour, 1/4 teaspoon of baking powder, and 1/4 teaspoon of salt. Let's preheat that oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and grease a pie plate or a 9-inch springform pan. In a heat-safe bowl, melt together the butter and 2 cups of chocolate chips until everything is smooth. Using a double boiler, or a microwave at 50% power in 30-second intervals. Allow it to cool. In an electric mixer, beat the eggs, sugar, and vanilla on medium-high speed until light and fluffy, approximately 3 minutes. Mix in the cooled chocolate mixture. Fold in the flour, the baking powder, and the salt until just combined. Stir in the remaining 1 cup of chocolate chips. Pour the batter into the prepared pan. Bake for 35 to 40 minutes until the center is puffed. The top may crack, and that's okay. Remove from the oven and let it cool completely. Top it with hot fudge before serving. And I think words after that are meaningless. It's going to be so good. All right, folks, here's your bowling schedule. Moving forward, the last part of the program today. September 27, bowl, week number 4. October 4, off. It's the ACB State Convention in Greensboro. October 11, bowl, week. That says week 4 also. Can't be right. Got to be week 5. And then it goes downhill from there because it says October 18, bowl, week 5. But we just did week 5 on the 11th because we did week 4 on the 27th. So that must be week 6. Still with me? Anyway, you know that you're bowling on September 27th, October 11th, October 18th. You're off on October the 25th. That's the SBBA tournament in Daytona, Florida, October 25 through 27. November the 1st, you're bowling again, and it's the Gutterthon and the Bake Sale. And then you're on break until January 3rd. So, it does say on here also, Bowling ABA mail a graphic, but it doesn't say any information. Perhaps that's on January 3rd as well. You have been listening to Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of October 3rd. No, I take that back. This is going to be October 10th. 2024. Ginger Rush is your editor. I'm Dick Hayden, your reader. The content of this program is intended for a blind or print impaired audience and is readily available as a podcast at the North Carolina Reading Service website at www.ncreadingservice.org. We hope that you've enjoyed it. So long, until next time.